the Director, Department of Transportation, and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, submitting an informational report regarding the temporary routing layover changes at Southridge Mall. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. Mr. Druno, and the young lady who's helping you.
Sorry.
She was the state. Oh, okay. Mr. Druno, it's all yours.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and supervisors. I'm here to talk about the informational report on the temporary routing and layover changes at Southridge that are coming up on November 1st. We were 2 months ago told that we would no longer be able to lay over our regular route buses at Southridge. And starting November 1st, we would no longer be able to operate our freeway flyer at Southridge, the Route 46. I want to thank Supervisor Lipscomb for that feedback this morning from his constituents. I want to make it clear this was not Milwaukee County Transit System's idea. This was something that was presented to us by Southridge and pretty much said this has to be done by November 1st. So a little bit of background. We've been operating to Southridge since 1970. We currently have four regular routes that operate there and a freeway flyer. The four regular routes will continue to be able to stop at the mall and access it, but its location is going to be moved further away from the mall entrances to where the existing Route 46 layover is. And so this will start on November 1st. This is going to be a major impact on the shoppers and employees, especially to the elderly and the disabled community. It's adding a lot more distance from the actual bus stop to where people can access the mall. We're talking about walking through parking lot. We're talking about navigating through inclement weather as we're getting closer to the winter season. So there's a major impact here. What we've been doing over the last few months is working with the City of Greenfield and the Village of Greendale to identify layover locations, because we will still be accessing Southridge Mall, but we will not be able to lay over. So we need layover locations. And the communities have been very cooperative in working with us, and so we've identified some locations in Greenfield and the Village of Greendale to do that. I don't know if anybody wants some other information. The report talks about the number of rides per day. We have approximately 300 trips a day with regular service, 150 buses in, 150 buses out, and so that will continue. What will not continue is the Route 46 and that 26 trips that we have to the mall itself. We will still be operating the Route 46. It services Loomis Lot, and we will be driving around the perimeter of the mall with a few stops for Route 46 patrons that still may want to ride the bus from Southridge.
That's it, Mr. Juno?
Yes, sir. Be glad to answer any questions.
Supervisor Borkowski?
Did you want to hear from our audience first? Or?
No, I want to hear from the committee, then we go there.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, this is not the first time that this foray has been presented to us, but each time the envelope gets pushed closer and closer, and I'll speak for myself. You say to yourself, can Southridge management be that dumb? Okay, from a marketing standpoint, it makes no sense to me, absolutely no sense. If I'm the director of marketing, by the way, okay, and you got the biggest holiday season coming up, the last thing I want is negative publicity. From that standpoint, from a dollar standpoint, okay, let's just look at that end. Makes zero sense. Now, from the human element, unbelievable. I mean, and Don Natsky, I know he's in our audience, and he got an email that he sent to both, or myself, Supervisor Mayo, Supervisor Weishan, and it actually, it's an excellent email from a writer who says, he says, just a few thoughts. He says, as he had mentioned before, he doesn't believe Southridge's position will stand an ADA challenge. And I guess what I'd like to know, because that is a burning issue, is from a legal standpoint, just how can Southridge do that to the disabled, for instance? I mean, legally it makes no sense to me. They may provide handicapped parking stalls. Stalls only accommodate individuals who drive or are driven. Pushing bus riders far away from the mall actually removes a precious accommodation. He suspects that the mall property was developed as part of a TIF district back in the 70s. While the bond has been paid off, is it possible that there is a requirement for public access that was provided back when the property was developed? So that's another thing that an attorney should look at. Has the mall blocked access to its lots in Ring Road has required to prevent a public access easement from being established? He says he's not an attorney, but as he understands it, if a property owner does not prevent access to his property for an extended length of time, the owner loses the ability to restrict the access by others. And then he says, lastly, Southridge allows access and pickups, drop-offs to motor vehicles all around the mall. A bus is a motor vehicle. As long as other vehicles are allowed to pick up and drop off, what are they going to do? Southridge can take down bus signs, but they can't issue, traffic citations. This individual has epilepsy and has the challenges of a disabled person. And I think it's very succinct in what he says as far as items that need to be addressed legally. But Mr. Chairman, it goes back to, what is right. And, the other precedence is that Mayfair had some issues, okay? And, people say, why are they doing this? Well, they're not going to come out and truthfully say why they're doing this. I'm sure that there is a minority element that's involved. There's a teenager element involved, So Mayfair put in policies to have parental controls. They didn't kick, the bus system off their parking lot. And so maybe Southridge should take, an example from them and do this because, honestly, this, from a marketing standpoint and just from a moral standpoint, is absolutely incorrect.
Sir, Washon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Supervisor Borkowski, for bringing that up, because I really think that we're at a point here that I think we need to seriously investigate the legal strategy on this, on how we get bus accessibility into this site. And I think we should coordinate our efforts with the two municipalities, Greenfield and Greendale. We have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in different county expenditures, whether it be road construction or different grants and things like that, that have improved this area, that has benefited Southridge Mall. And I think the least that they could do is provide access for all of the population and just not a few. So, actually, Mr. Chairman, what I'd like to do is make a motion to refer this item to Corp Counsel to have them give us an opinion back on potential legal action that we might be able to take on this issue.
All right, thank you. We do have a referral, but before we go to vote, I would like everyone to have a say, and we have people in the public who would like to speak. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I'm actually glad Supervisor Weishen made that motion. It was something I was also going to do. Because I do think this is not ADA compliant. Route 55, which runs down Layton Avenue through starting in Cudahy and all the way down Layton Avenue, goes to Southridge. And I've heard from a lot of my constituents that they are not pleased about this change. The handicap parking spaces have priority by state law. They have priority. So anyone driving a car and needing a close access who's handicapped with a car gets the very closest spaces, and rightfully so, and it's a matter of state statute. I don't know how you do not give those riding a bus the same priority. And I often speak about the dichotomies. This board, I think, has been very good in arguing against the dichotomies between transit and highway and vehicular traffic. It's all part of one system. People get places. Some people drive cars. Some people use buses. And we should not work against each other. So I will look at this provision by Simon as something that affects me. Even though I don't use a bus, if the handicapped can't get close access, therefore I can't, and I will not use this shopping mall. And I hope my constituents feel the same way about that. I'm going to strongly give this message in my next e-newsletter that this is wrong and that we as a community should support anyone using buses, including and especially the handicapped, and point out that this is inconsistent with the priority we give drivers of cars with regard to handicap access and specialized parking spaces. We need to send a strong message, but we also hopefully will review the ADA violations. So I would like to have heard, and I think we will hear from those here to speak about this. And I do sit on the resource board, and I know that board, the resource board for elderly and handicapped individuals will be active in this in regards to this issue, and Don Natsky also sits on that board. Thank you.
So, Liskum, do you have any comments?
It was actually a question for, I don't know if administration is even represented, but kind of ties into some of the other statements in terms of exploring what other leverage we might have. I'd be interested, it's my understanding that the shopping mall has received tax increment financing over the last few years. The county is a participant in that. Whenever a municipality extends those sorts of incentives to a property owner, we are also foregoing our tax revenue during the period of that investment. And it might be time to take a more active role, and the administration represents us on those joint taxing boards when the TIF resources are extended to a developer. So that would be a time when we could have should be part of a negotiation, perhaps, when these owners come forward asking for public assistance to reinvest in their property. So I would appreciate if the administration would respond to that at some point.
I'll respond sometime.
Well, if they're available today, I bet you they haven't thought about it. So
has the administration probably drastic, have you
think about that
time?
Role. There's never been, in my 5 years here, I've never heard the administration ever come forward and talk about any TIF district that we've participated in and how we've negotiated for the other interests that we have as a county, and this would be an example.
Okay. Do you have a comment?
Mr. Chairman, I am not aware of if Southridge is impacted by TIF district. If it's part of one, I'm not aware of that. I don't know if that's something that economic development would have a better idea of, but in terms of for the Department of Transportation, I'm just simply not aware of that.
Okay, we will look into that. Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious. I remember this being an issue either several months ago or last year about this time, and got, as Supervisor Borkowski put it, close to the line and backed off. And I'm curious what the connection is between this situation almost happening in the past, and then we were able to forego that, and now the situation is back before us. Has something additional continued or happened in the interim, and or has the management of the mall given any reason for why they're choosing to do this?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I can't speak for the mall. I mean, they put out a letter, which we could probably get you a copy of if you haven't already seen it, where they lay out their reasons, and so I would refer to that. And not speak to them, but you're right, this is not a new issue. We've been dealing with changes at Southridge Mall for quite some time. They've had a renovation going on for a while, and so we've had many different locations of our layovers over the last couple of years. The current location that we have now that
will be there until November 1st unless Southridge has a change of heart, was put in on February of 2012. And so that's probably what you were referring to. Back at the end of 2011, beginning of 2012, they were gearing up to ask us to remove our buses from the property.
I guess I'm confused because, you know, if this has been a cyclical conversation with the mall and in the public and in the media, at least I haven't read that letter yet, but the mall is not making it clear if they're wanting to move or change bus stops because of the people that are getting off the buses or because of the buses themselves. For example, if they were looking to use the space and simply move a bus stop, that is different from saying, get the people who ride the buses as far away from our mall as possible. And that's kind of the message I'm picking up here, and obviously that's concerning. You know, not a lot of people realize, my husband and I share a vehicle. I ride the bus myself. Half the time I get home from the courthouse from here at work by going to Mayfair Mall and waiting there for my husband to pick me up after work. So, you know, as someone who's trying to be frugal and spend my dollars wisely, half the time I'm shopping at one of our local malls, it's because I took a bus there and I'm waiting for someone to get me, and that's my own layover. So I'm really surprised that Southridge would be interested in doing this. Is the Simon Property Group, who owns and operates Southridge, do they own any other malls in the area that we know of, or I don't know the ownership across town?
I'm not aware of any other mall that they own. I know that they do own Southridge, as you stated, yes.
Okay. No further questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, Southridge, or Simon ownership, wants to play hardball, and we should play hardball. You know, I like the motion of it, you know, sending it to Corp Council. I like maybe using leverage when it comes to TIF. I like the fact that maybe we get our municipalities, both Greenfield and Greendale, to, you know, put some leverage on them when knowing that they're going to have to come to those municipalities in the future for action. But I think what I'd like to see happen is on November 1st, show up and operate like we always have. Send them a message. Seriously, send them a message and show up and continue the routes like we always have. Because what are they going to do? Are they going to call the cops? Are they going to write another letter? I say November 1st, we continue as normal. And let's see if some of these challenges, let's see if some of these challenges will stand up in court. Because I think that's what we need to do. And what prohibits us from doing that? What will prevent us? I mean, this body says do it, then do it.
Supervisor Taylor, now I'm sorry, you had a couple hand claps out there.
Well, no, I know, but
we are not going to. One thing, we are not trying to break the law, because it is their property. Second of all, we are trying to be good business partners with Simon, but even Simon do not want to be a good business partner with Milwaukee County and their residents.
Well.
Mr. Juno, you got that from the supervisor of the South Side, a commercial, but this committee did not direct you to break the law.
Well, I'm so, Mr. Chair, do I?
You have the floor, Supervisor Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just one of 18, but I'm saying just do it, all right? And the reality is, as Supervisor Borkowski said, you know, the stupidity to do it this time of year, at your busiest season.
Right.
What, you know, if you're going to do something this dumb, do it after the busy season, not right before it, because you are going to affect people. And I think this needs to be a PR nightmare for them, and we have to help create it. I think we put on the heat, and you know who suffers besides the riders are the businesses in that mall. The one that uses this time of year to make it. All those individual kiosks, they're selling stuff that I won't buy, but stuff that people do buy. So, you know, I don't consider it breaking law, actually. I just say we continue to do what we have to do and see. Let's see if they want to push it.
No.
Thank you.
Here we go. Mr. Juno, you can step back. We're going to have our...
Thank you, Supervisor.
We will have our writers and our residents of Milwaukee County who would like to speak. Cherie McGrath.
Oh, floor.
Yes?
Help her out.
So ask Mr. Barkowski, where's Rory?
Where is Rory, Ms. McGrath?
Rory determined she does not want to be a guide dog. So Rory has retired, and I'm heading back to the seeing eye. So that's one reason I wanted to talk to you. The way it is now, you hear on the news that we're only going to be moving this bus stop 300 feet. If any of you would like to join us tomorrow at 11 o'clock, you will see that it is a healthy 1,000 feet. But it is not healthy for me, with a cane or a guide dog, to follow the yellow line, which I've been told to do, that'll lead me to the mall. It is not safe for me to be in a wheelchair that is low riding. It is not fair for me to be one of you supervisors getting off the bus where stop where it is proposed, and with perfect vision or just being able to walk to that mall through moving traffic. We talked last time about different categories of citizens in our county, and really I do feel like a lesser person lately. It's not the county, Milwaukee County, that I was born and grew up in. And yes, we're not moving that bus stop. The disabled can get there. You can take a van. We have, with the new Freedom Program, saved Milwaukee County millions of dollars by making bus trips available. We have a training group that trains people with disabilities and anyone who wants to learn to take the bus to take the bus. The bus is going with disabled people, 75% of disabled people being unemployed or underemployed. It's a horrible number. When you have to pay about $8, $4 each way for a trip in a van, and you see what our wonderful county pays for the subsidy for that van. Is it about $26 now for a subsidy each 24. Way? For each way. That is why this bus is so needed. And we talk about segregation. Yes, there are times I take a van too. But on a van, I am with other people who are disabled, and I love the folks. But it makes our community far more integrated when we ride the bus. People are getting to know me not just as that blind woman, but people know me as Cherie. I go down to the library, I come to the courthouse, and it makes our community one by getting together. So please do what you can. And if you can come tomorrow at 11 o'clock, we'll show Simon how people care about what they're doing.
Cherie, yes. Your favorite supervisor would like to say something to you. Okay, Supervisor Barkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Cherie, you are obviously a very terrific person. And I wanted to remind everybody that this past May, Cherie, and you know, because you are a well-deserved recipient, was inducted into our Milwaukee County Senior Hall of Fame. And that is very impressive. So thank you.
And newcomer.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me come today. It's a real privilege that you're giving me an opportunity and making me feel like a real person because I can speak and let you know how this is affecting me. I've already been hit going to Bayshore Mall because at the time, they were doing construction, and to get around, I was hit by a car, thrown up in the air, lost all my teeth. I won't go into all the details of all the surgeries that I've had. I want to go to Southridge. I mean, I like going to Southridge, but I'm not taking a chance on getting hit again. And so I really hope that Simon or Seaman, whatever his name, I don't say it right, I'm sorry, will listen to us and realize that we're equal to everybody else, and we just want to get off the bus and go into the mall. I can't afford to take a van. I'm sorry, I can't work. And so whatever you can do to help us, I really appreciate it, and thank you for letting me speak.
You're welcome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Denise Carlos? Carlos?
Morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for letting me speak today. My name is Denise Koss, and I'm on the Commission for Persons with Disabilities for Milwaukee County. And I'm just going to read you my Southridge story. I've been shopping at Southridge since it opened in 1970. I grew up in that area, and in the early years, I would shop at Southridge with my parents. When I was in high school, I even worked at Southridge in Baker's Shoes. For most of my adult life, I continued to live in that area and shopped at Southridge. By 2005, I had gotten sick, could no longer drive, and moved to downtown Milwaukee so I could have easy access to the county bus. But I continued to shop at Southridge. Through the years, it has become more difficult to shop there because the Southridge management keeps moving the bus stop further and further from an entrance. Unfortunately, Southridge has now decided that they no longer want me or my money. At the new bus stop location, I will not be safe departing the bus and traveling through the parking lot to get to the mall. I can't afford to take Transit Plus and pay $4.25 each way. Milwaukee County taxpayers can't afford to pay the almost $30 each way to subsidize this transportation. Taking the county bus gives me freedom to go to Southridge as often as I please. I urge you to urge Southridge not to make this change to the bus stop location and make me risk my life in order to spend my money in the stores at Southridge. Thank you.
Thank you. Bill Sale?
I decline.
You decline? Okay. Now we have Rick Bastard and Jane Macon from Local 998 would like to speak. Thanks.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Mr. Vice Chair, and fellow county supervisors. A lot of questions have been asked lately about this issue. We've had a number of the news media has asked me, why is Local 998 involved in this issue, even though it's our buses? How does that affect us? Well, it's not only a layover issue, but this is a human rights issue. This is a way of life issue. This is taking disabled people and putting them out in the middle of nowhere, over 1,000 feet, and trying to get them to negotiate their own way into this mall. It's ridiculous. And thank you for all the comments. And by the way, I'm with Supervisor Taylor. But It's a human rights issue out there. We went out there and we surveyed the area out there, and we don't know where they're going to put this yellow line. Are they going to put the yellow line on the corner where you got cars that are turning over there, where there's hedges and trees to try to negotiate their way through there? It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable during this holiday season that they will try this, and I agree with everything that everybody has said here. The other issue is that We hope everybody here could join us out there if you can, because maybe if they don't hear us through here, if they don't hear us through the news media, if they don't hear all the county supervisors on board with this, maybe they'll hear us tomorrow. Maybe they'll hear us with a bullhorn telling them they need to stop this. And what we say Simon says is Simon says no changes. And that's what we want out there, no changes. Thank you.
Well, I'm with Supervisor Taylor. You know, October 23rd is the anniversary for me. I was actually on the ship on my way to Grenada when we heard that 231 of our Marines got killed in Beirut. And 2 months, less than a month later, I ended up replacing them in Marines. I was with 28, that was 118. And he motivated me and, you know, ticked it off my mind. And that's why I'm like him. I'm more aggressive because, you know, things I've been through since my history in the Marine Corps, and I'm more aggressive, and the board knows that. For your Ms. Alexander, Supervisor Alexander, Southridge always had plans of kicking us out of there. They just delayed it because they had pressure. They moved us down in the middle of the lot, and I used to drive Route 76. They moved us down the middle of the lot and put a little bus stop there that really wasn't accessible for anybody because we couldn't get the wheelchairs off properly. Then people was walking through and the buses was pulling up, so that wasn't even safe there. During the summertime, they moved us down there at the bottom of the lot where they putting us now because they had the motorcycles there. A lot of people was basically had to cut through the parking lot then. They want to complain. They need to go out there and complain about the cars speeding through there. They made the buses drive 10 miles an hour, but the cars were still going through there 30 or 40 miles an hour. So if that's the case, you might as well put the cars out there also because they're unsafe. You got your security racing through the parking lot. I stood out there one night just to, you know, monitor the buses since I got put in this position, and they security racing it through there. So they might as well kick their security out of there. Right now, I refuse to have my daughter go there because you don't want the money of the students. You don't want the money of the, you know, elderly. They actually came out and said at one point they didn't want those people in there. Who was those people? Those people was a big line. So if you don't want those people, you don't want those people money. So I recommend anybody that shop at Southridge, they don't want those money, those people money either. Money's green. So if you don't want the money, everybody should boycott Southridge. And Macy's is one of the reasons I wouldn't go to Macy's because they started this crap. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Just one other thing I want to mention. When we're after the rally, what we're going to do is actually show how it is that the disabled community and people that are visually impaired and are in wheelchairs have to negotiate what they have to try to get through there. And that's why we've asked the news media out there, because we want to show them and show the news media how far it is and the safety aspect of it. So I just want to let everybody know, and I hope you all can join us out there tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you. And we will have Don Nancy come up and talk about the Yellow Brick Road.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. First of all, I need to say that I've heard from any number of people who have very much appreciated the very visible leadership that you as county supervisors have taken in this issue. What we really have before us with the folks at Simon is a classic bullying situation. You're having a bully which is co-opting and telling the transit system and Milwaukee County that should you complain about what we're giving you now as a bus stop, we may kick you off the mall totally. That you may not be permitted, Simon says, to be on our mall at all. It's a classic bullying sort of situation. We've had people who have gone to the mall to take a look at the situation. We've had examples of people in the news media who've been approached by security, telling them that they can't be on that mall doing what they're doing. The gathering of people who are coming together to take a look at the situation and to help spur a community conversation about this. Are told that should they be on the mall tomorrow holding that press conference, they'll be approached by security and they will get a ticket. That's a bullying approach. When you use that kind of scare tactic and indicate that people who are citizens don't have the right to gather, don't have the right to talk. They say that that is a private property. It's a private property that I think there is government money that may have contributed to it being there. But it's a private property for a public purpose, to welcome people to it. That's a chilling sort of thing to begin to tell the people. Now, Simon says to people who have disabilities, we know where the best spot is for you to negotiate the mall and to have a bus stop. We will tell you that you don't need to independently make your way from a bus stop, but you could call our security people and they're going to help you. They're developing dependence by their action, not by the need of very proud and capable people with disabilities. Elderly people who would have difficulty walking through an icy parking lot, perhaps carrying packages that they have. Simon says that's okay for you to negotiate and to walk that walk. They're not listening to older people who say, why can't I be near the door? We don't see automobile operators racing to the stop location that Simon says that the buses should use because it's really neat parking spots on a ring road, needing to make that negotiation. For parents who are taking the bus with children, walking through that area is a hazard waiting to happen. It is absolutely disrespectful. For 43 years, there has been a relationship established. It has been good enough for 43 years to have buses operate in proximity to entrances, and now suddenly it's not. When we talk about establishing a history and a pattern, the ADA, the reason those parking spots for vehicles are close to the door is because automobiles that provide transportation for people who have disabilities need to be on a general route. They need to be in proximity. They should be where the life of the place is going on, and they should not need to take a wayward or a long or a hazardous route to get there. Public transit, much the same. Now, when we talk about the stop that's being proposed that Simon says that we should all use, we question the grade and the length of it for a person who needs to wheel through a parking lot, whether or not that grade ends up being another hazard and another difficulty in addition to the distance. As we talked about the yellow brick road, certainly my cane is not going to detect where that yellow paint is to guide me safely through traffic, through wind, and through a distance of a paved surface to figure out where that is. It doesn't work that way. The Simon's saying that we can do all this is really, again, a bullying situation. They say that they know better than everybody else, and they're saying that if you don't behave, the consequences could be worse. As a community, this community needs to come together, because as we affect the lives of people who are vulnerable, says something about the kind of community that we are. And your leadership, and hopefully the leadership of others, coming together to say this is not that kind of community. We cannot do what Simon says. And you are owed a great debt of thanks for helping to raise and to push that issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nasty. Do anyone from the county exec office have any questions or comments?
I'm not even sure anybody's here.
All right. Madam Clerk, can you call the motion? I mean, can you first call the motion that we have on the floor right now?
Chairman, supervisors, the motion is to refer this item to Corp Counsel for an opinion on what legal action can be taken.
Any questions on the motion from the committee? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to refer this item to Corp Counsel is approved.
All right, and we'd like to have it back for as soon as possible so we know exactly where we can go with this. Madam Clerk, item number 3.
From the Director, Department of Transportation and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, an informational report regarding notice of bus shelter advertising, request for proposals, cancellation. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Dranzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The informational item that you have